英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2013年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number one. Luke, I just read a novel about Blue Island. Wasn't your dad born there?
Yeah, he still goes back there to see his friends. I'm planning on going with him next time.
Well, the book made it sound like a beautiful place. I'd really like to see the island for myself.
Why don't you come with us? We're going this summer.
Question. Why does the woman want to go to Blue Island? Number two. Waiter, my chicken soup was delicious. It reminded me of the soup my mother used to make. I felt like I was back in her kitchen.
Thank you, ma'am. That's one of our chef's recipes from his hometown in Austria.
Oh, my mother was born in Austria. That must be why the soup tastes the same.
Really? That's wonderful. You'll have to come again and try some of his other dishes.
Question. What is one thing the woman says? Number three. Welcome to Annabelle's Antiques. Can I help you with something?
I have some old photos of my grandparents that I found while cleaning my house. I thought it would be nice to get some antique picture frames to put them in.
Well, we have lots of frames that would look great with old photographs. I'll show you some.
That would be wonderful.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Number four.
Hey, Beth, how's your garden this summer?
Not so great, Frank. We haven't been getting much rain, so my tomatoes and peppers aren't growing well. It's gotten even worse this month.
Yeah, my wife and I are having the same problem with our garden.
It's a shame. I hope it rains soon. Question. What is one thing the woman says to the man? Number five. Do you think you can take the morning off work next Friday, honey?
I'm not sure. I'll be pretty busy next week. Is it something important?
Well, I have a doctor's appointment in the morning. It would be a big help if you could watch the baby while I'm gone.
I see. Let me check with my boss. I'm sure he'll say it's okay.
Question. What does the woman tell her husband? Number six.
Bill, I heard you got into Browning College. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm not sure if I'm going there, though.
Really? Browning College is an excellent school.
Well, I really want to go to Western College, so I also applied there. I hope to hear back from them sometime this month.
Question. What is one thing the boy says?
Number 7. Honey, I know you wanted to try this noodle shop, but look at all the people waiting. The line is out the door.
That's because the food is so good here. My friend said it's the best in Tokyo.
Well, I'm hungry. Let's go somewhere else. I don't feel like standing in line for an hour until we can eat.
Oh, don't worry. The line will move quickly.
Question. Why does the woman suggest eating somewhere else? Number 8.
If you follow me, ladies and gentlemen, I'll show you some of the museum's most famous paintings. On the right is one of our most popular works, Venetian Sunrise.
Wow, it's beautiful. The use of color is really skillful.
Yes, this artist is known for his use of rich colors. We'll be showing some of his other works at a special exhibition next month.
Really? Perhaps I'll come back to see that. Question. What is the woman doing? Number 9. How do you like my new blue jeans? I bought them at Westlake Mall.
They look great. Did you get them at the big sale last weekend? I was there for a few hours on Sunday afternoon.
Sale? I didn't know there was a sale. I went there this morning.
Oh, it's too bad you missed it. Everything at most stores was half price.
Question. What does the boy tell the girl? Number 10.
Judy, something seems different about you. Have you gotten thinner?
Thanks for noticing, Dale. I actually have gotten a little thinner. I've been trying to eat healthily, and I've also been taking boxing classes.
Wow, boxing. That sounds like serious exercise.
It is, but it's fun too. I found that I like it a lot more than using the exercise machines at the gym. Question. What is one thing the woman says? Number 11.
Hello?
Hey, Jack. You won't believe who I just ran into.
Who?
Remember Barbara from high school? I just saw her downtown. She said she moved back here to New York last month. We should all get together sometime.
That sounds like a great idea. I'd love to see her again.
Question. What does the woman suggest she and the man do? Number 12.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this the spot for recycling cans?
Yes, but they won't take cans today. Today is the day for paper and plastic garbage.
Oh, do you know when I can throw cans away?
On Thursdays. Make sure you put them in the box before 8 a.m., though. Question. What does the woman say to the man? Number 13.
Welcome to Rondo's Surf Shop. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm new to this area and was wondering if there are any good surfing spots nearby.
Well, Sunrise Beach has nice waves at this time of year. Or try Pine Bay. It's farther, but the waves are perfect.
Thanks. You've been a big help. My boyfriend is looking for a new surfboard. So I'll tell him to check out your store. Question. What is the woman looking for? Number 14.
Are you working late again tonight, Amanda?
Yeah, I still have some things to organize for my sales presentation at the advertising conference next week.
I've seen how hard you've been working on it. I'm sure you're going to do well.
I hope so. This will be my first time speaking in front of so many people. Question: What do we learn about the woman? Number 15.
Skyways Airlines.
Hello, my name's Gail Gardner, and I'm flying on Skyways Flight 401 from Richmond to Boston this morning. Traffic's really bad, so I'm going to arrive at the airport late. I'm afraid I'll miss my flight.
Okay, ma'am. Let me check Flight 401. Actually, you're in luck. Flight 401 has been delayed. You might still be able to make it.
I'll try to get there soon. Question: Why is the woman worried?
続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して 最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15台で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。Number
16. Martin is very interested in Chinese history. He often reads books about it, and he has gone on several trips to China. Recently, he signed up for a class on Chinese history at his local community center. It will start next month, and he is excited about taking it. Question: What is Martin going to do next month? Number 17.
Recently, Melanie and Phil have been trying to save money. They spend a lot of money on gasoline and repairs for their car, so they have decided to sell it. It will be cheaper for them to use buses and trains to get around the city, and they will still be able to rent a car if they want to drive somewhere on vacation.
Question: What have Melanie and Phil decided to do? Number 18. Melissa works at a zoo, and sometimes she gives talks about nature at local schools. She shows the children animals that many people are frightened of, like lizards, bats, and large spiders. She also tells the children interesting facts about the scary-looking animals and lets the children touch them, too. She hopes that if the children learn about these animals, they will not be afraid of them. Question: What does Melissa do when she visits schools? Number 19.
There is an interesting tradition at weddings in the country of Slovakia. During the wedding reception, one of the guests throws a dinner plate onto the floor. The newly married couple has to pick up the broken pieces of the plate. This has a special meaning. It shows how the couple will cooperate during their married life.
Question: What do newly married couples do at weddings in Slovakia? Number 20. Good morning. You're listening to Radio WAXT. Today, I'll be interviewing Scott Richardson. the former guitarist of the band Seattle Rhythm. The music world was shocked last week when he announced that he had left the band. In our interview, I'll be asking him about why he made the decision and what his plans for the future are. Question: What is one thing the speaker will ask Scott Richardson about? Number 21.
The horror novel Frankenstein was written by a woman named Mary Shelley. When she was just 19 years old, she and some other writers decided to have a small contest to see which of them could write the scariest short story. Mary Shelley's story was so good that the other writers suggested she turn it into a novel. She did, and Frankenstein became one of the world's most famous books.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about the Frankenstein story? Number 22. The town where Stephanie lives is famous for its colorful sailboats. Every year there is a festival, and the sailboats race on the lake. Stephanie has gone to see the race many times, but this year a friend asked her to join the crew of his boat. Stephanie does not know anything about sailing, but her friend says he will teach her everything she needs to know. Question: What did Stephanie's friend ask Stephanie to do? Number 23.
Mr. Norris is a manager at an international company. This summer, one of his staff members will have a chance to go to England for a one-month training course. Mr. Norris is now trying to decide who to send. It is a very difficult choice because there are several good workers who want to go, and he is not sure who he should choose.
Question: What does Mr. Norris have to do? Number 24. Last week, Tammy and Victor worked together on a science project for school. They agreed that Tammy would write the report and Victor would make the graphs and illustrations. However, on the day before they were supposed to finish the project, Victor told Tammy that he had not started his work yet. She was very angry and had to stay up late to help finish the project. Question: Why was Tammy angry at Victor? Number 25.
Last year, Tony's Pizza Restaurant started trying to get more customers. At first, they put commercials on TV, but they were not successful. Then, a few months ago, Tony's decided to change their menu. They added things like pizzas with unusual toppings, and this brought in a lot of new customers. Now, they are one of the most successful restaurants in town.
Question: How was Tony's Pizza Restaurant able to get more customers? Number 26. Feathers from eagles and other birds are an important part of Native American culture. In the past, they were given only to people who did something brave. For example, people would receive a feather for killing a dangerous animal. Today, feathers are often worn by Native Americans who do traditional dances. Question: When were feathers given to Native Americans in the past? Number 27.
Attention, shoppers. This month, Freshways Supermarket is supporting a local charity called Friends of the Forest. This group takes kids from Silver City on hiking trips so they can learn about nature. For every dollar that customers spend on milk, Freshways will donate 5 cents to Friends of the Forest.
Question. What will Freshways Supermarket do this month? Number 28. Sophie is a college student. She is taking psychology classes and also helping a professor in the department with his research. The professor is studying the stress felt by new mothers, and Sophie has been interviewing women who have young babies. She asks them questions about what things give them stress. Sophie enjoys her work and hopes that the research will help mothers with babies in the future. Question. How has Sophie been helping the professor? Number 29.
Stop working for a moment, please, everyone. Recently, many of you have been asking for a place where staff members can relax or eat lunch. I'm pleased to announce that starting tomorrow, Meeting Room C will become a break room between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Please feel free to use it and be careful not to schedule meetings in the room between these times.
Question. What does the speaker say will happen tomorrow? Number 30. The small island of St. Pierre is in the Atlantic Ocean just 20 kilometers from Canada. It is very far from Europe, so many people are surprised to learn that it is owned by the country of France. The people on the island speak French, and they use the euro for money. Question. What is one thing that we learn about the island of St. Pierre?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。